Support for this program comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Living in Minneapolis, it's easy to be biased when saying Minnesota is the best state in the nation. But don't just take my word for it. A lot of highbrow magazines agree with me. I've done all the research for you as to why Minnesota is number one, so you can boast intellectually to that stubborn, "my state is more hipster than yours" kid from Madison. Over 100 miles of bike paths expand across our state. According to the 2010 census, 4,500 citizens commute to work on them a day. I talked with Jesse from Eric's Bike Shop in Diggytown about he feels about Minnesota's bicycling community.
It's just a combination of, like, nice riding trails and the amount of shops that are here and the dedicated people that work in all these shops. It's a huge combination of that, but I think Nice Ride is a huge, huge step to get somebody that doesn't ride their bike downtown or doesn't ride their bike to just try it out and see how much fun it can be and how simple it is and how you can ride a bike down to the Twin Stadium, park your car somewhere else, go on a little bike ride and kind of get a flavor of the city and get to know why, like, I don't know, why it's great to bike here. There's a lot of bike lanes. I know there's more petitions for more bike lanes, and it's just a real friendly city to do it in, so I think the Nice Rides help out a ton where somebody who doesn't live here can still try riding a bike in the city.
So what does all of this boil down to? What do diverse musical venues, healthy habit-inducing habitats, thrifty theaters, and flourishing natural landscapes mean for Minnesotans? The perfect conditions to thrive eclectic music listening, one-gauge bike riding, flannel shirt and thick-rimmed glasses wearing hipsters. That's right, Minnesota's the number one hipster state in America. According to BuzzFeed, a hub dedicated to viral news in New York, we have the best collection of trendsetters who pride themselves on not being trendy. Hats off to you, Minnesota. Stay classy.
From Culture Q, I'm Brianna Hansen.
Support for this program comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.